following program is rated 18. Nick at Night. Call now to go live on Hallam FM. 0114 221 4444. The most talked about show in South Yorkshire. Nick at Night.
Ah, yes, 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 yes. How you doing? You all right, Nicholas? On the radio, Captain Nicholas in charge of the controls, co-pilot, producer, person, Steve Strange helping out with the phones, manning the team that is taking your call right now. 0114 221 4444. Climb aboard Starship Nicholas and let's take a journey off into the stars. Find out exactly what's going on up there and exactly what's going on inside there, inside your mind.
Oh yes.
How you doing? You all right? 0114 221 4444. That is the number. Don't know what you're hanging around for. You pick up that phone, you push in those buttons, you get yourself live to South Yorkshire and the North Midlands. You tell me what's going on, and everybody else in South Yorkshire and the North Midlands sits up and listens, because this is it, the big show, the one that the rest all talk about, the one that every other radio station in the land wants, the one that they wave checkbooks at Nicholas every single day. They say, Nicholas, come and join my radio station. I say, no, you can kiss this little thing down here, because I'm staying on the mighty Hallam FM. I'm broadcasting to the people that count, South Yorkshire and the North Midlands, and I'm giving them what they want. Thoughts, dreams, opinions, ideas, all of those things which you are helping me to provide. Call the show, get straight to the Nicholas, and talk out of it across South Yorkshire and the North Midlands. Talk to you in a minute.
I don't think you've got any qualifications at all, because if you did, you'd have a proper job.
Call now on 0114 221 4444.
Oh, hell of a face, you rude little man. Right, where are we? So, first of all, now, I said this during phone wash shows, very, very important you stick to these instructions if you call the show. Very, very important indeed. We can't go bending any rules on this, because I've been ticked off by a mate of mine who said to me, you go naming this school, you go naming this teacher, you are in deep doo-doo. So I intend not to. Right, let's have a look. There's a well-known teacher in South Yorkshire somewhere who for years and years and years has had the Ten Commandments stuck up on the wall at the back of the classroom, right? Now, this term, all the kids are back at school and they're missing. Why are they missing, Nicholas? Well, I think you probably know why, don't you? Let's be fair, I think everybody probably knows why. But you can probably guess at least. It's been decided by, and let me get this straight, it's been decided by the PC Brigade, alright, it's been decided by a superior, that it might offend Muslims. So it's been decided on behalf of Muslims. Let me get this clear, Muslims haven't decided it, it's the PC Brigade who've decided it. It's another thing that's happened, and I can understand the knee-jerk reaction where everyone will be going, oh, another thing, oh, look at this, oh, this is not the way for us, oh, it's happening all over the shop. Well, you know, there is an element of that, and if you want to call the show and express those opinions, that is more than your right. 0114 221 4444. But before we do that, I think you'll be waiting to hear what I've got to say about this, and I shall just put you straight. First of all, I do not believe religion has any place in school. I don't care which religion it is, all right? It could be Satanism, it could be Muslimism, it could be Christianityism, it could be any one of those isms. I don't care, it doesn't belong in school. Kids should not be taught religion in schools. All it does is screw them up and ends them, well, just ends with them being gibbering wrecks as adults. Okay, so that's my opinion on that. Kids are far too stupid to be able to handle complex and insidious concepts like religion, right? Because, well, I'll let that speak for itself. And secondly, am I the only one who thinks, hang on a minute, if they're teaching religion in schools, surely that is a contradiction. The point of school is to teach you to think for yourself, right? The point of school is to get you thinking about the world and get you inquiring and get you dreaming and get you being your own person. The point of religion is to stop you thinking, tell you what to do, tell you who's boss, and tell you what you should believe. And that is not what they should be doing in schools. Talk to you in a moment.
Nick at Night on Hallam FM.
This is what you do to people every night, Nick.
Call now on 0114 221 4444.
Now then, if you're a fan of the emails that we sometimes get on the show, pull up a pew, sit down, get ready to consume some of this. This is a fantastic email that raises 101 different subjects. I want to thank you if you are the woman who sent it. And before we get diving into this email, I want to wish you all the best with your pregnancy. Absolutely from the bottom of my heart, you are going through a difficult time anyway, my love, okay? So that's already out on the table, that's already taken care of. But I shall read you this email, and then I want you to call the show and address the points raised herein. There's a hell of a lot of things to be getting through with this, though. Very, very complex email. Hell of a lot of issues to be raised, and I can already see that this is going to spider off into so many different areas of your brain, so many different areas of your life, and so many different subsections that, well, frankly, it's one of the best emails we've had to this show ever. 0114-221-4444 is the number. Let's just hear the end of this music before I read it out to you. I do like that music. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. Oh, by the way.
Nick at Night on Hallam FM.
I'm going to listen every night, mate. Don't you worry.
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
I love her. She's nice. Okay. Dear Nick, I've been married for almost a year. I am 4 months pregnant. Over 2 weeks ago, I fell over in the street on the way to see my doctor, and I broke my leg in 3 places. I am now in a wheelchair and using a walker. I have a full leg cast. My mother-in-law came up on the train to help out, which we were all really pleased about. I have another kid from a previous marriage, and my husband works nights and is a regular listener to your show. It was great to have her here. One afternoon, she had been on the phone talking to her oldest daughter. When she hung up, she told me how she and her family felt very, very sorry for her son. In addition to his new job, he now has to rush home from work, take me to my medical appointments, take care of me all the time, and she made me feel awful. Since I didn't plan on being in this situation at all I could manage to say was that he is my husband, and I would do the same thing for him if the situation were reversed. Then I began to cry. She was very annoyed by this, and she said, "Turning on the waterworks." I had another crying spell when my husband came home. It was just everything, the pregnancy, being laid up, and all the difficulties we've faced. And she said I was being a big baby and decided I was crying because I didn't want her there. No matter what I said, she remained insulted, and she got the train home in the morning, first train out. My husband is feeling very bad about the entire situation, since he's very close to his family. He blames me for being too emotional around her and says that I hurt his mother's feelings. So I phoned her to tell her how sorry I was. She told me, "Just forget about it." But I could tell she was still very upset. She had told me all the family members now know what has happened, and they're all very upset with me too. I know they will never want to talk to me again. My husband hasn't been the same towards me since this happened. He is distant and seems depressed. I also need his emotional and physical support. I feel so alone right now. Nick, please read this email out. Please get people to give me some words of advice. I don't know if and it carries on a bit. But do you get the general impression? Right. What the hell do you think of that? 0114-221-4444. That's the phone number. So many different areas to cover on that email. It's a story that kind of must ring bells for you. It rings bells for me. I don't even have, like, a mother-in-law situation, but I already recognise all those stories. Firstly, blokes who can't stand up to their mothers. What's the deal with that? Do you not think maybe that bloke should just say to his mum, right, she's my wife, you behave yourself, and get out, you nosy bitch. Or, should we take it the other way? Women who cry all the time, and end up being one of those women that's always having a cry, and the waterworks are always switching on any single drop of the hat. Oh, God, I've had that situation before. You know, you're out with her, the pub or something like that, and suddenly, oh, you've said something, and all the tears are coming, you think, oh, God, you know, you've only had two drinks, and away we go, we're having an old boo-hoo. And then, the big one, families refuse to accept a new member. The hell do you do about that? As I say, opens up 101 things to talk about. The phone number is 01422144444. I was so gripped when I read that email. I thought, we can't do a show tonight and not read that out. Okay, also we're going to be discussing this point of profound knowledge, which I explained right at the beginning of the show to phone boy. And we've done this before. The reason we're doing it again is because I had a sack load of emails from people saying that we would need to do it again because we did it as a 12 o'clock topic. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. And, well, you know, it ended up, we started talking about all manner of different things. And because we did it at 12 o'clock, you know, we had about 100 calls left over that we simply couldn't squeeze on. So I did make a promise that night that we would do this subject again. Let me explain it to you if you didn't hear that particular show. It's very simple. Profound knowledge is a fundamental belief that you hold, a fundamental truth that you can describe to someone that will then change their life forever. All right, and the example that I would use to you is I read a book once by Desmond Morris called The Naked Ape, and it just turned my head inside out. And the reason it did that is because it explains how we are animals. You and I and everyone in the world, everyone listening to this show, everyone who can comprehend what I'm saying now is an animal, all right? Nothing else, nothing special, not on a pedestal, not, you know, God's special helpers or anything like that. You're an animal. And the fact you're an animal means, well, you can be understood more fundamentally. You can be looked at, understood, taken apart, analysed. And once you comprehend that everyone around you is an animal, you can start understanding people a lot better. That's profound knowledge. That's my example. There's hundreds of other examples, and I'm sure you've got at least two or three. 01422144444 is the number. Right, look forward to making your acquaintance in a matter of moments. AJ, in Spotborough, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show, Liv.
Good evening, Nick. How are you?
Very well. I'm in a very good mood tonight. What you got for us?
I've a bit more on your profound knowledge.
Profound? You see, hang on a minute. Let me just set this up again. Let me just explain. You are now going to tell us something that will change the way everybody listening to this show sees the world.
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Now, in the world, in the universe, absolutely every single thing is made up of atoms. Okay? Now, atoms are not living or breathing things. Okay, so if you was to take some miniature tweezers and pull any human being, atom by atom, to pieces, you'll just have a big pile of atoms that are not alive. Therefore, everything that we are, and everything that is, by definition, living, technically is not, because atoms aren't alive, and that's what we're all made of.
Right. I don't know that that makes any sense.
I pulled it out of a very big book, and so, I don't know if I'm allowed to give the author out on air.
Hang on a minute. So, if you were to reassemble all the atoms in your body, then you'd die.
I don't know that one. I mean, basically what he was saying was that, everything is atoms, and atoms choose for no apparent reason to be something, and in our case, they choose to be human. But yet, if you pulled every human atom by atom to pieces, there would not be living beings.
I'm not having a go, mate, and you know, it's a good call, but, and it's a good effort, but I've got to be honest with you, I think there's going to be a few other people who'll knock this one for six. I mean, let's hang on a minute, let's think this through. So, maybe I'm just misunderstanding it, but, you know, I don't know, do we have any choice to be alive?
This is the thing, you know,
I don't remember being given an option.
No, I mean, atoms, I don't know if atoms choose to be certain things.
Well, you said they did.
But they just are.
You said that atoms choose to be alive.
No, atoms choose to be us. Atoms aren't living things.
So did your atoms choose to be you?
Yes.
What about the atoms of that, you know, kebab that you ate that have become part of your brain, you know? Did they choose to be you? You picked them up, you chomped them down, chewed them up, swallowed them. I don't remember. Did you give them a choice?
No, but coincidentally, they're not living. Nothing is actually alive. It is just a big corporation of atoms that choose to be together in a certain form. Therefore, you know, nothing is living. It's just atoms acting in a certain way.
No, you're misunderstanding. Let me explain. Right. The situation is this. You cannot see life. But just because you can't see life doesn't mean to say it doesn't exist.
Right.
All right? So just because with your eyes you cannot comprehend what life is and you can't break it down and go, right, I'll have a look at that, that is life.
Uh-huh.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean to say it doesn't exist. You can't see radiation, love.
Yeah.
You know, you can't see, you can't, for example, perceive chaos. You can only perceive order. But the truth of the matter is that you're striding into chaos with every moment that you're alive, because life and chaos are the same thing.
That's very true.
You see, I don't know that's profound knowledge, because you don't get it. How has that changed your world?
Well, knowing that regardless of what happens to me in my lifetime, I'm just a set of atoms that chooses to be something that isn't technically alive, is sort of
slightly mind-boggling. Is it like that Beatles song? Is it like that Beatles song? She said, I know what it's like to be dead. Is that you? Are you coming on the show and saying, she said, I know what it's like to be dead? Is that what's happening?
No.
No?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Mental.
I don't know
what you're saying, AJ, and you don't either. Listen, I'm really not having a go, I'm just so that other people understand, alright?
Okay.
And you know, there's no such thing as a mistake in life, there's no such thing as failure, alright? This is not a failed call, this is just a call that, you know, you can improve on in the future, right?
So, yeah.
Profound knowledge is something that's a simple concept that someone explains to you, that you go, oh my God, I can't believe I've lived these years without knowing this. Do you know what I mean? When I read The Naked Ape by Desmond Morris, the only way I can describe it was as a revelation, where you go, flipping, oh, you know, flipping Nora, yeah, you know, Eureka. I get it. You know, one of those moments where you punch the air and you go, ah. Because the moment I understood that we're animals, all of us, you, me, everyone else, you get this concept, yeah?
Yeah, I fully accept it.
The moment I always accepted it, but I never understood it.
Mm.
And the moment you understand it, you think, ye gods, everything changes. You know,
yeah.
You suddenly realise that actually what the masses, for example, right? Why do you think I hate football matches? I'll tell you why I hate football matches. I saw more evidence of it today, all right, because of the location of Hallam FM and the football matches that were on today. What happens, you get a big group of people, and what they behave like is fat cattle, sheep, cows, right? And their herd mentality takes over. And wandering around like zombies and morons, right? That's the problem. That's one of the problems with football matches. It gathers together people together, and they get taken over by this mass psychosis, and all become stupid, and stop having the intellectual facilities to analyse and look at the world, yeah?
Mob culture, isn't it?
Exactly, and it's an embodiment of our animal behaviour. And listen to the noises people make when, for example, the ball goes in the net and it's a big bloody cow. That's what's happening, you see? And that's what this is, I never understood why that was till I read this book by Desmond Morris and I thought, geez, that is what's happening. It's because we're animals. And once you understand stuff like that, the world doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So I feel like I've weed on your bonfire. I didn't mean to, but I'm only doing that in order for other people to understand. AJ in Sprotborough, thanks for calling the show. Good call. Excellent call. Great start to the show. I'll talk to you in a moment.
Nick at night.
Have you ever thought it might be down to the way your attitude is towards your callers?
Call now on 0114-221-4444. On
the way you move.
Lord Phillips 4. 42 massive hits from the club. All the hottest tracks, including Freemasons, Superfly, and Steve Mac. Tons of exclusives. The only album you need. Lord Phillips 4. now.
Now there's a new way to buy Sky TV, which means you can build your own TV package.
So, if you're interested in up-to-date current affairs, there's a package for you.
Or if you're a movie kind of person
and love kids' TV.
Or prefer a package with documentaries on this extraordinary planet.
Then you can build your own package to suit you.
Packages start from just 49p a day. Call Sky now on 08706 060 808. Go to sky.com or visit your local electrical retailer. Sky, what do you want to watch? Subscription payable monthly. Minimum contract 12 months. Digital satellite system required. Conditions apply.
Night, Hallam FM.
We will all be judged on Judgment Day. The four horsemen will come, and we will be judged by God himself.
Change. What on earth are you bumbling on about?
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
Alrighty then, you measly piece of scum. Pick up the phone and call the show. 0114-221-4444. Or, of course, if you're a nice, bright, intelligent person, you've got lots of stuff to add, then hello, would you like to pick up the phone, call the show and add your thoughts to what's going off here tonight on the show? There you go. I'm talking on two levels now. Do you see that? You know, I'm talking to you. Well, I'm talking on three levels, really. I'm talking to you, I'm talking to the sort of the thick people, I'm talking to the clever people, and as well as talking to you, I'm talking to them. There. I've talked to loads of people. It's weird, isn't it? I'm on the radio, thousands of people tuning in. Mad. You know, it's the sort of thing, really. Could probably send you around the bend. But not tonight. Profound knowledge, that's one thing. Call the show. Give us a piece of information that will change the world of everybody listening to the show. That'll turn their world inside out. Call the show. 0114-221-4444. The piece of profound knowledge that I'm sharing with you is not the only piece of profound knowledge I've ever been given, but the piece of profound knowledge I'm sharing with you is the fact that we are animals. You, I, those people over there, the thick people and the bright people, all of us animals. And this email, which has grabbed me by the balls, this poor woman, fallen over, broken a leg in three places. Mother-in-law comes up to help out. Oh, by the way, the woman's pregnant, to make matters worse. Mother-in-law comes up to help out, because the bloke works nights. And, well, she starts crying, this woman, when, basically, the mother-in-law starts saying, oh, the whole family feels sorry for him. Whole family feels sorry for him. Now, with you being all laid up like this, you know, he's having to do everything for you. And it's a very familiar rant, isn't it? And, well, what do you make of it? 0114-221-4444 is a number. I've identified three separate points to this email that I read out right at the beginning of the show. Blokes who don't stand up to their mothers, women who cry all the time and end up being called the woman who cried wolf, and families who refuse to accept a new member. That is kind of how I've broken it down. What I want you to do is I want you to call the show if you've been through something similar, tell your story, and that way this poor woman will hopefully get some advice and some help. She says she can't sleep because she's pregnant, so she's listening to the show religiously at the moment. And quite right too, love, you'll be enhancing the baby. You'll be feeding the baby's head, believe it or not, with beautiful, wonderful thoughts. Okay, so that's that. And also, this business of the Ten Commandments. Keep religion out of schools. I don't know how many times I have to tell people this. It's the way forward. You keep religion out of schools, you have less nutters in the long run. All right? That's my belief. Now, this woman, as I say, this teacher I've been mentioning, I don't want you to talk about this teacher and mention who she is or anything like that. But basically, she's been told to take the Ten Commandments down off the wall at the back of her classroom. And what do you make of that? 0114-221-4444 is the number. And also, profound knowledge, a fundamental belief or piece of information which affects the way you think and potentially changes it forever. The phone line's bulging with people ready to share profound knowledge with South Yorkshire and the North Midlands. So what better way to continue with the show than to take this call? Connor in Broomhall, you're on Hallam FM, welcome to the show.
Hey there, Nick.
Hello, love. What do you got for us?
I've got some profound knowledge for you.
Profound knowledge from Connor in Broomhall. Okay, let's hear it.
I'm actually torn between two of them, but I think I've decided which one I'm going to tell you. So, here it goes. Right, let's see. Take a colour, say red. You see the colour red, right? And if you asked someone else what colour that was, they'd say it was red. It's possible that that person could be seeing a completely different colour, but they've been conditioned to call that colour red, even though if you looked it through their eyes, you could call it, say, blue or something. So basically, you can't be sure that anyone's seeing the same thing as you.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit trite, but yeah.
How do you mean trite?
Well, you know, it's kind of, there's just like sixth form stuff, isn't it? You know, where you go, oh, maybe, where, you know, maybe you're seeing blue and I'm seeing, you know, it's a bit trite, but I guess you could encapsulate it by saying, sorry, am I being arsy with people tonight? I don't mean to be, but you could encapsulate it by saying life is all about the conflict of perspectives.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, you're looking at the world, you will never see the same thing as me, ever.
What
you can actually go further than what you're saying. You can actually go further and say, the truth of the matter is not, they might not be seeing the same thing as you, but you can actually go further and say, it's a fact that no two people can ever see the same thing as each other, ever. Now let me tell you why, because you remember, your memory, your experience of life, is unique to you, it's different, therefore, to everybody else. So if you look at the colour red, you remember certain things and associations about the colour red that colour that perception of the colour red. So you look at red, you remember, for example, I don't know, you remember the poppy that you were once given by the girl that you fancied, all right? Someone else looks at it and they remember the blood spilt by the burst stomach of their dogs when it was killed by a lorry. You know, you've got different associations for these colours. You see, so therefore, you will never see the same colour red as me, ever. Regardless of what it might look like, you know, regardless if you might think it's blue or anything like that. See what I mean? Firming it up a bit. No two people can ever see the same thing, ever.
I've got another one for you this time.
Go on then, fire away.
Right, so say we'll take hypothetical rock, right?
Hypothetical rock?
Yeah, okay, so, or just any object in the room, like pick an object in the room and look at it, right? And now imagine that that object didn't exist, but you could still sense it with all five of your senses, and everyone else told you that it still existed, right? And then it would make no difference to your life whatsoever. So the point is that it's possible that nothing can exist ever, and that there is no world outside your own perception. Your own perception is the only thing that can ever exist.
No, you see, you're being trite again, you're holding back. You see, you're halfway there, love. I'm really not having a go at you. I'm just trying to force you to improve. All right? It's not possible that reality only exists in your mind. It's a fact.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the only thing that exists is within your own head.
That's true. That's a fact. It's not possible. The truth of the matter is that your reality only exists in your head. It's the same point.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It can't exist anywhere else. No one else can ever see your reality ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No matter how hard they try.
Yeah.
In fact, the problem is you can't even see your own reality. All right? Because in 5 minutes' time, you'll have forgotten what your reality was.
Did that reality ever exist then? Surely the past is just like memory.
Let me tell you what exists. The only thing that exists. The only possible thing that exists. All right? I'll describe it to you now. I will explain it to you now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is what exists.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, that's reality. That's it.
Yeah, it's
nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a description of it. It's just, listen. That's it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but...
That's all there is. That's all there is. You can't see anything else outside of that because nothing else exists. It's either the expectation of it or the memory of it. And that's it.
Nothing else
exists but that.
Yeah, the only problem with that is it's not really particularly helpful knowing that the future and
of course it's helpful. That's the point of life.
Mm-hmm. But surely
the point of life is the now. To remember what's happening. To remember the only thing that exists is now. The present. There is no future. There is no past. Just now. The present moment. There's no tomorrow. There's no yesterday. There's nothing other than now. That's it.
Why are you telling me this then if there's no future? What point is there of telling me this?
I'm telling you because I enjoy it. I dig it. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying the now.
But you do you do things based on the preconception that things will happen in the future, even though you know it's possible that. Well,
that's not true. Listen,
that...
no. You see, you're not understanding. Listen, get back to this. Remember.
Yeah.
That's it. Listen to it. Listen. Don't make a single sound. Okay. Listen to it. Listen to the whole thing. Listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you're ruining it. Listen to the whole thing. Listen. And that is everything. Connor, what a great call. It was happening. That's what you want. You know? God, I think it must be months and months and months since a caller's really engaged me like that. What a great call. Listen, you want to call the show? 0114-221-4444. You be my guest. Oh, talking of which, you can literally be my guest on the show. The way you do it is you email nick@hallamfm.co.uk and we're going to have, like, people in the studio who listen to the show who think they can be a guest on the show. What I want you to do is email in three reasons why you would be a good guest on the show. What could you add to the show? All right, what's your specialist area? And why would you be better than anybody else? Sell yourself as best as you possibly can to us. nick@hallamfm.co.uk. If you're a regular listener to the show, you may have noticed past three or four Sundays we've been having guests in the studio, chatting to them, taking calls, that kind of stuff. Worked out really well, and, you know, it's something that we want to incorporate into the show as we move the show into the next level, all right? We're taking this further than you could possibly dream. This show is it's just growing and growing and growing. We're already ahead of the competition, all right? That's what's happening with it. And as I say, if you want to be a guest on the show, email us, nick@hallamfm.co.uk. Right, let's see what's happening. John in Chesterfield, you're on Hallam FM, welcome to the show.
You're right, John, how you doing?
Yes, you're John, love, I'm Nick.
I mean, Nick.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
It. Okay, right, what have you got for us?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, the meaning of life and everything, if that's sort of conversation we're on about, I think it's basically about survival of the fittest, and there it is, plain and simple.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about, John.
Yeah, I do.
No, you've got no idea what you're talking about.
Why?
Life is about survival of the fittest. What does that mean?
It means we live...
Listen, this is something someone else has told you that you haven't even thought about, and you're just repeating it because that's what you do. You're one of life's repeaters.
Yeah, right? I suppose I am, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're one of these people, someone feeds information in one ear, and then you spurt it out of a different orifice, don't you?
Yeah.
So what exactly do you mean by that? Life is about survival of the fittest. What does that mean?
I think life's about survival of the fittest, you know, because, well, just look around you. I mean, there's businesses and stuff like that that, you know, work themselves up. Competition and that, you fight it, don't you?
Right, so do you never help out a fellow human being?
Yeah, but that's...
Yes, so in that case, you're not living by your own idiom. You're not living by your own set of rules, are you, love?
Well, I suppose that was... makes us human, really.
No, that's why I knew you were talking out your backside, because you have helped human beings who are less fit than you, haven't you?
Yes.
Right. So it's not all about survival of the fittest.
Well, I suppose not. You proved me wrong there.
And you know, it took like 3 seconds, and it's something you could have done yourself, John. It's called thinking.
Yes, I know.
So why didn't you do it?
Not too sure. Not too much of a thinker, really.
You're not too much of a thinker? What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, dearie me, listen, I'm going to have to build you up, right? I'm going to turn you into a thinker, all right? What's going to happen from this point onwards? Anyone ever asks you, right, you've got 101 thoughts and you're just dying to spew them out, all right? And let me tell you what, they're not going to be other people's thoughts, they're going to be your own thoughts, okay? Let me tell you, I used to be like you, all right? I used to think that, oh, thinking's complex and that, oh, it's too difficult, it's too hard. Let me tell you what philosophy is, right?
Yeah.
Philosophy, the word means love of thinking. Philosophy, right? Love of thinking. That's what the word means if you analyze it, break it down using Latin, right?
Yeah.
The reason for that is because thinking is fun, right? It's something that you do and you enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's a fact, all right? The reason I know that is because you found this show. Every single person listening to this show has the facility to think. Right, that's why they're listening, right? They're not listening to the brain-dead crap that's been spunked out on every other media across the rest of, well, across the rest of the world. Right, that's why people are here. They're here because they can think. And that's the same for you, and you can think as well, right?
Yes.
Right. So, you have decided that life is not all about survival of the fittest, John. What have you decided life is about?
Life is about thinking.
No, that's not where we were going. We were talking about the fact that you help others.
Oh, yeah.
So life perhaps is about helping others.
Yeah.
Right, are you going to make me a promise? Tomorrow, I want you to help three complete strangers.
Three complete strangers?
Yep, are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Three complete strangers. You help them out whatever way you can.
I've got two in car, I might help them out.
They're not complete strangers, love. They're people you know, right? Three complete strangers tomorrow. It's your challenge. I dare you tomorrow to go up to three complete strangers, help them out, maybe even start a conversation with them. Think of the possibilities if you do that.
Yeah, you're talking like that film. Have you ever watched that film with, Haley Joel Osment, where he helps three people and those three people help another three people?
No, I haven't seen it, love.
No, it's a good one. You ought to watch it.
Well, you know, that's irrelevant. Are you going to promise me now you're going to help three people tomorrow?
Nick, I swear on my life I'm going to help three people.
Okay, you're the main man, and John in Chesterfield there, a thinker. Well, he's a thinker and a doer, that's what he is. What are you? Where do you stand? I'll talk to you in a minute.
Nick, at night.
You'll have to concentrate on this one, Nicholas.
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
On Hallam FM.
It's not too late to enroll at Barnsley College, but you'll have to hurry, because time is running out. So if you've just left school or want to get back into education, there's a huge range of full and part-time courses waiting for you. Make Barnsley College your next step. Call now on 01226 216 216.
Now there's a new way to buy Sky TV, which means you can build your own TV package.
So, if you're interested in up-to-date current affairs, there's a package for you.
Or if you're a movie kind of person
and love Kiss TV.
Or prefer a package with documentaries on this extraordinary planet.
Then you can build your own package to suit you.
Packages start from just 49p a day. Call Sky now on 08706 060 808. Go to sky.com or visit your local electrical retailer. Sky, what do you want to watch? Subscription payable monthly. Minimum contract 12 months. Digital satellite system required. Conditions apply.
Nick at night on Hallam FM.
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
That's right, that's the phone number. You found it. This is the show everyone bangs on about. I'm Nick Majerison. Hello, how are you going? Very pleased to meet you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making my acquaintance. And thanks for picking up the phone and calling the show if you're trying to get yourself onto the airwaves. Only a fool forgets the five-minute rule. Right, here's the deal. Obviously, people call in huge numbers during the ad breaks because they like to listen to the show. Right, the trick to get on the airwaves is basically call them while I'm talking. There's nothing wrong with that. If you've got something to say, don't let anything get in your way. Don't let anything stop you. Get on the airwaves and tell everybody what's happening. It's exactly what I do. It's exactly what I've done all my life. You know, let me tell you something, right? If I wasn't presenting this show, if tomorrow they sacked me, right? Do you know what I'd do? I'd be calling this show every night, telling everyone what's going off. That's how it works. That's how the world is. You're living in it right now. The present moment, that thing I was describing before. We've got a hell of a lot of subjects going on tonight, and the subject of profound knowledge has taken over, as I'm sure you're aware. But, you know, I want to keep track as well, just to remind people, there's a hell of a lot of stuff to be discussed tonight that's on my mind, particularly this business, should they teach religion in schools, right? Should there be any religious imagery in schools at all? The answer to that is no. Hey, you might call me, you might change my mind. I don't know. That's why I'm here. I'm here to have my mind changed and to develop and grow and become a more intelligent person. That's why everyone's listening. That's why you're listening, believe it or not. Your subconscious knows there's something really good going off here. And that's why you're here. This woman, she's emailed in. She wants help. She wants your help. I can't believe we haven't had a single phone call from anyone helping this poor woman out. She's pregnant. Right? A mother-in-law's having a go at her, and not one person gives a toss. I think that's outrageous. If you've got something to say about this, you need to call in. 0114-221-4444 is the number. And profound knowledge. Let me explain. It's something that changes your life. That's what we're after. That's what we do every night on the show. Some of the letters we get in, I don't read them out because I don't think it's worth blowing too much smoke up my own backside on the airways, but some of the letters we get, inspired by calls on this show, are inspiring. Maybe one day, maybe on the website, we should publish them there, perhaps. Joe in Barnsley, you're on Hallam FM. What do you got for us?
Well, have you took your tablet today, mate? Have you took your tablet today? Because you sound sound a bit weird, mate.
Well, to be fair, it sounds like you've taken your tablet. Love your sedative.
All right, mate. But I've called to.
Hang on a minute. Can we exchange witticisms for a bit? Have you got one of them brains that God gave out that had faulty batteries?
What are you on about?
Joe, get with it. What the hell's wrong with you?
What are you on about?
Let me guess, you've been smoking cannabis?
No, I've never smoked that in my life, honestly.
Would have been an excuse, wouldn't it? What have you called us to tell us?
Well, I've called to tell you off a bit.
Right, let's hear it.
Do you know how you play them intros, like, where you've got previous callers?
Yes.
Right?
You mean like this one?
Nick at Night on Hallam FM.
I hate your show. You want to change it?
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
That one, love.
Yeah, there's one like that. I was running yesterday, and I was listening early, listening to football, an hour on it.
Joe, you're boring people.
No, right, just listen to that, and you got me wrong. Right, I spelt ashes right, and you've put it as like, I spelt it asses, and then made a fool of me. That is wrong, and I think you should apologise.
What are you talking about? Oh, the advert for the show?
Yeah.
Right.
And I were on it, my call were on it, and you made
it. How do you spell ashes?
Yeah, that was one.
Yeah, alright, well how do you spell asses?
You spell ashes, A-S-H-E-S. You made it. Like I spell asses, like ass, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, do you want to have a listen to it?
Well, go on, man.
We've got it right here. Is it this one, yeah? It's the one, is it, Steve, yeah? Is this the right one to play? Right, let's have a listen.
Nick at Night on Hallam FM.
The ashes.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
A-S-E-S. Look, have you got a dictionary? No? Hello?
Yes, Joe.
Right?
It sounds to me like you're saying A-S-E-S.
I didn't say that though, you've cut it out a bit. I proper said ashes.
What are you talking about? So we've edited out. Hang on, let's listen again. A-S-E-S.
Look it, have you got.
No, wait a minute, that's me talking. Wait a minute.
Okay.
A-S-E-S. So we've taken the H out, have we?
Yeah.
Don't talk out your backside,
Joe. Yeah, you are, right? I've recorded myself, and I spelt ashes right. You know it's right. You know you're wrong.
Right.
You know
on.
You...
Wait. You shut up a minute. Let me just...
Don't tell me to shut up, brother.
Listen, I need to tell you to shut up right now. You're misbehaving. Right, you're questioning the professionalism. You are questioning the professionalism of the person who makes the adverts. Right, now, let me just turn this off. I shall get Steve, who's next door at the moment. Steve, do you want to just... We'll just sort that out and then come through. We'll just check with him. We'll see if he edited or changed that particular advert. Right, in he comes. Let's see what's happening with this. I'm sorry, but I'm not aware of this. We'll see what Steve says. Right, Steve, did you change this advert?
Hang on. You know what?
Did you change this advert?
The promo? Not at all, no.
So
yes, you did. You liar, man. Yes, you did. You know you did. And... I've got proof, man. I said, I spelt it ashes, not asses, fool.
Well, that's why we used it, because it was funny, because you simply spelled asses.
No, I didn't. I spelled ashes.
No, you never didn't.
I did. I pronounced the H, and if you listen, there's a quiet speed up, because if you spell it end, you speed up when you're spelling something. And it's like a little speed gap. You know I spelled it right.
No.
Yeah,
hang on a minute, listen, you stay where you are a minute, Joe. I'm just going to ask the general public, Sarah in Darnell. Hello, Sarah, love.
Hi, love, you right?
I want your impartial view on this. Who do you believe? Do you believe Steve or do you believe Joe?
Joe.
See, she doesn't believe you, Steve, so you think Steve's a lying get?
No, I don't think he's a lying get, but Joe sounds a bit more honest.
Steve sounds dishonest.
Great.
He does.
Wow.
Excellent.
Steve, you sound dishonest.
Oh, well.
Get back in his little room.
You're a bad boy, Steve. Right, you stay where you are, Sarah. Listen, we'll get to you in a minute. Okay, love. Let's just see. We'll ask Pete the Philosopher. We'll see what he thinks. Fair. Pete the Philosopher in High Greenleaf.
Okay, hey.
Right, Pete, I want your opinion. Do you think, who do you think's telling the truth, Joe or Steve?
No. I don't want to comment. I'm not sure myself, you know.
He doesn't know. He just wants to. So Pete's going to stay where he is. Listen,
oh,
Pete,
on,
we'll
I've
get to you in a minute. Mike in Healy, which way are you going? Do you believe Steve's messed everything up, or do you think Joe's telling the truth?
I think Joe's a moron.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Okay, so hold the line. So that means South Yorkshire and North Midlands is undecided. Joe, everybody's undecided.
Well, apart from one, big up to Sarah, you know what I mean? Because I know I'm not lying. I know I got it right.
Right, well, I'm going to ask you how to spell another word just to check your spelling ability.
Go on, then.
If you get this right,
yeah,
that'll be fine, right?
Right.
If you get it wrong, we will add it to the advert tomorrow.
Fair do as well.
All right?
Right.
I'm going to pick a random word. I'm going to go and get the dictionary. Hang a minute.
You freak.
Right. How do you spell engine ear?
Engine ear?
Yeah, engineer. It's the first word I've landed on the dictionary.
Oh, man. Engineer. Oh, 1 minute. I'll just tot it up in my brain, like.
Oh, you're looking in the dictionary.
No, I'm not.
You're cheating.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you little scumbag.
I'm not cheating.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not, like.
Oh, you disgust me. Oh, how do you think you spell it? Come on.
Right. 1 minute. I'm just totting it up.
Not quick enough. Come on, boy.
E-N-G-E-I-N-G-E-R.
Honestly, that was a guess. E-N-G-I-N-E-E-R. That's how you spell it.
That's what I said.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, find out tomorrow and we'll see, you know, if he spelled it correctly, then that's fine. And if he hasn't, we'll use it as the advert for tomorrow's show. Joe in Barnsley, thanks for your call. Pete the Philosopher on the way, as I'm sure you've just heard. Before that, Sarah in Darnell. Sarah, what you got for us, love?
It's about, teaching religion in school.
Teaching religion in school. Okay then, my sweet. What's happening?
Why do you think that we shouldn't teach religion in school?
Because kids are too stupid to understand powerful mind control like religion.
How about when they get to an older age?
Well, when you're an older age, you don't generally go to school, do you?
To about 15, I mean.
Well, you know, what's wrong with waiting until you're 18?
Well, because, right, there's that many religions in the world that if you don't educate the kids from a young age, when they get a bit older, right, they tend to stereotype and listen to the media about what religion is. But if you teach it from a younger age, they understand it a lot better.
Yeah, you can control
it. And they hear it from the right sources.
You can control them better, yeah.
Yeah. So why not control them better instead of not being able to control them at all?
Well, because, you know, it's better if people control their own destiny rather than someone else controlling them.
Right. So say there's a religion, right, which you knew nothing about because you've not been taught anything in school, Nick, because I don't think you've been to school, right? And then, say...
You don't think I've been to school?
Let me finish, please.
What sort of moronic comment is that?
Nick, don't interrupt me, please.
Rude.
Right? I'm not rude, Nick.
You're rude. You don't think I've been to school?
I didn't say that, Nick.
Listen, let me tell you something. Yes, you did.
Nick, that came out wrong. I was about to apologise, Nick.
Well, I should hope so, because listen, it's widely known that I'm a genius of the highest
Nick,
order.
Nick, you are a genius. That's why you're on this show. Because you're one of the best presenters I know.
Paid to think, love. Carry on.
You are. Right. Like, what was I going to say? Yeah. So, say you're not being taught in school, right, and you get to an older age, and because you've not used your brain and listened to teachers in school, you listen to media and what media are telling you about all different faiths, right?
Media. Listen, people are obsessed with the media, right?
Not, but right, the
media
is a big thing.
Have as much power as you think it does, love.
It does.
No, it does not.
It does, Nick.
Well, in what way does the media control you, then?
Right, it don't control me because I've been taught about religion in school.
So what you're saying is you're really intelligent. The media doesn't control you, it just controls everybody else.
No, I am not saying everybody else. Excuse me, Nick, you're not letting me finish, Nick, look.
Well, it's so stupid. Listen, everyone
Nicholas,
thinks like
can
that.
Can you just let me finish, love?
They go, oh, the media controls everybody else, but not me.
No, not me.
I see things. They said I was mad, but I'll tell them. Oh, I'm up there amongst the gods with my power.
Oh, my God. Stop having a tantrum. Calm down, please, Nick.
I'm not having a tantrum, love. I'm just telling you how it is. You are. You're in a bad mood today, Nick. Don't take it out on me. I'm in a fantastic mood today. What I'm doing is I'm just giving you a bit of a telling. No, I'm not saying everybody else is not intelligent. I'm putting you in your place, love. That's all. I am saying, Nick, that I have been taught about religion in school, so I know about the different faiths, right? Because I've been taught it by
people well-educated. But if you're saying that it should not be taught in school at all, and then in the future, if nobody ever learns about religion, Nick, people are going to have stereotype religion, right?
Right.
And they're not going to know the real, the truth. They're not going to know.
Let me tell you something, right? Let me tell you something. The most committed religious people that I know found religion on their own. The problem we have at the moment in this country is you've got millions of people who are religious simply because their parents are. And what that means is when they say they're religious, what they're actually saying is, I love mummy and daddy.
Yeah.
And it goes no
deeper
than that.
You might have a point there, Nick, right?
And that's a big problem for all you religious people, because you've got a lot of people who don't give a toss about your religion.
Yeah, but you might have a point, but, Nick, right?
All they're saying is, I love mummy
and daddy. If you have had the chance, Nick, to be taught about religion, when you get older, right, you make your own mind up about things.
No, nonsense. Let me ask you a question, right?
Of course you do, Nick.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Don't talk nonsense.
I want an honest answer on your faith. I want an honest answer.
Yeah?
Are your mum and dad religious?
My mum and dad.
Your parents, whoever raised you, are they religious?
Yeah.
Yes. But are you religious?
They're not as religious as I am.
I don't care about that, love. Are you religious?
I'm trying to get there.
Why do you think you're religious?
I'm trying to get there because I have gone out.
No, excuse me,
love. Don't interrupt me. Let me give my own answer, please, love.
I love mommy
and daddy. No, love. Nick. Right. Listen, Nick, right, I've not been religious, right, but now I know that I've found the right path, right, so I am going out there on my own, Nick,
and Danny, that's all you're saying.
I'm going to find...
Listen, it's far easier, it cuts through a lot of the nonsense, and it makes your life a lot simpler.
If I didn't want to be religious,
If you just tap Mummy and Daddy on the shoulder, say, oi, Mum, love you, give her a hug. Tap Daddy on the shoulder. Dad, love you. Give him a hug.
You're talking nonsense, Nick. Just listen to my point, because you know I'm making sense, right?
Well, why are you getting so so itty-bitey about it, then, if I'm talking nonsense?
I'm not getting itty-bitey.
No, everything I'm saying is hitting home. That's why you get so annoyed at me.
Let me explain, right, Nick, because, right, end of day, Nick, if I were following my mum and dad, right, and saying that, oh, I'm only going to be religious because of them...
That's not what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. All you're doing is you're expressing your love for your mummy and your daddy and the people that you are descended from.
I could have gone along and said, oh, yeah, I'll pretend I'm being religious just because it'll make my mum and dad happy. But end of the day, Nick, right, when it comes to a time...
Let me tell you how I know this, right? There's a progressive rock group called Free.
Have you been drinking tonight?
No, love.
Are you sure, love?
Oh, dear me, listen, Sarah, thanks for calling the show. Sarah and Donald, utter nonsense. Didn't like that, did she? Because I hit the truth. I speak the truth every night. At least I try to. And when I don't, I expect you to call me and tell me, correct me, and then one day, I'll do a whole show where all I'll do is speak the truth. Because you'll have corrected me so often, I'll have the truth coming out of my ears. 0114-221-4444. That's the number. You call the show, we bang on about whatever we want. Anything in the world, we can talk about it. Absolutely anything in the world. It's the greatest show in the world, I really believe that, and I'm so glad you've tuned into it. I'm so proud that you're part of it. And you know, I'll be even prouder if you pick up the phone and call the show. That's your duty. That's Sarah's duty, that's why she's done it. She knows you're listening to her just as much as you're listening to me. You're interested in what she's got to say just as much as you're interested in what I've got to say. You can't lose with this show, can you? 0114-221-4444. That's the number, right? Okay, listen. We're going to take a very short break. We've got a cracking 12 o'clock topic for you. Don't go anywhere if you enjoy thinking and you enjoy the process of thought, because this 12 o'clock topic will absolutely blow you away. We've got some cracking calls. Of course, the world-famous Pete the Philosopher. He will be on the way right after the news. And, of course, your phone call as well. All you need to do is call in 0114-221-4444.
No, I don't be disgusting, Nicola.
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
Hallam FM. Hallam FM. Business update. Business update. Every morning at 6:30. First with the day's breaking news. Straight to the heart of business in South Yorkshire and the North Midlands. Hallam FM's business update with Business Link South Yorkshire. Making your business ideas happen.
You're a recruit training to be a Royal Marines commando. You're on field exercises and it's your turn for sentry duty. Wet through, in freezing conditions, having had 2 hours sleep, here's what you'll hear to motivate you. If you need motivation to join the Royal Marines, don't call 08456 075555 and don't visit royalnavy.mod.uk. Royal Marines Commando, 99.99% need not apply.
When you think of a career in caring, you automatically think of doctors and nurses. Well, without all the carpenters, plumbers, electricians, porters, cleaners, admin, and all the other essential staff, the caring industry would grind to a halt. Come along to the Hallam FM Get a Job Day. 10 till 5, Thursday the 15th of September at Ponds Forge Sports Hall, Sheffield. And take a fresh look at a career in caring. In association with Industrial Personnel and William Hill. Sponsored by Sheffield NHS.
Nick at Night on Hallam FM.
I have sometimes dreams about you.
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
Live from South Yorkshire's News Centre.
At the home of Big John at Breakfast.
On air.
Online. And on DAB Digital Radio. This is your station. This is your news.
It's midnight, I'm Louise Beale. Two people have been killed at the exclusive Harvey Nichols department store in London. A man and woman, both aged around 30, were found shot dead in separate parts of the building. Police say at this stage they're not looking for anyone else in connection with the incident. Reporter Ronke Phillips is at the scene in Knightsbridge.
I've spoken to one eyewitness who was walking past the store at about 10 to 8 this evening, and he describes a scene of absolute chaos. Shop assistants running out screaming and crying into the street.
Fuel suppliers say they're struggling to cope with a week's demand in just one day. They're calling for calm as more and more motorists panic buy ahead of today's petrol protests. Drivers queuing on a forecourt in Glenrothes in Fife feel they have no option.
Just in case, never know. Keep the tank tops up.
If I had anything to do with it, I would have someone, like, you know, checking, and if you've got half a tank or more, I would chase them away.
The garages aren't doing much to help the crisis because they don't give people notice that there's plenty of fuel. There's no need to panic buy.
An 18-year-old man has been charged with the murders of two teenage friends. 16-year-old Stephen Bayliss and 14-year-old Twib Nadald were found dead in woods in Wokinghamshire in Berkshire on Sunday. One of the boys had been stabbed to death. The other died after having his throat cut. A suspect in the failed London bombings is to be brought back to the UK. Hussein Osman, who was arrested in Italy, has lost a court battle against extradition. Britain's top policemen come face to face with the family of the innocent Brazilian shot dead at Stockwell Tube Station. Jean-Charles de Menezes was gunned down by officers hunting the would-be bombers. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Sir Ian Blairs again apologised, but he insists the shoot-to-kill policy must stay.
There's no question but that a suicide bomber, deadly and determined bomber who is intent on murdering many, many other people, is perhaps the highest level of threat that we can face, and we must have an option to deal with.
Prince William has taken on his first patronage. The 23-year-old's become the figurehead of homelessness charity Centrepoint. For years, it was English sport's forgotten son, but cricket's been welcomed back by the nation with open arms. Tens of thousands lined the streets of central London for a victorious Ashes parade yesterday. And these fans think Freddie Flintoff and his partner are the new Posh and Becks.
Freddie's Freddie, it is nobody else and nobody will ever change him. He's just Freddie and she's just Rachel and that's it.
I think he's more actually the new Johnny Wilkinson. I think David Beckham has lost it a long time ago.
They're not bad looking, are they?
The difference is Freddie's actually good at the sport he plays. David's rubbish.
Rangers have stunned Porto in their opening Champions League group match at Ibrox. Alex and Cliche's side look to have been pegged back by the 2004 winners. Liverpool sealing a 3-2 victory. Holders Liverpool secured a 2-1 away win at Real Betis, while Frank Lampard's free kick gave Chelsea a winning start at home to Anderlecht of Belgium. It's 3 minutes past 12.
Nick at Night on Hallam FM.
Everyone, ring up and have a go at him, he's a moron.
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
Oi, oi! How are you doing? You alright? God. Tell you what. Hard work, this job. It really is. Do you know what I see? I see it as my duty every night to try and wake up as many people as I can. Alright, let me explain why. I honestly believe that we are heading towards better times. I really honestly believe that. Alright? It's kind of hard to explain without people getting confused and thinking I'm just off my face. But I'm really not. Let me explain. I think we are heading towards a global consciousness awakening. I think if you could see the future, you would be amazed. I believe heaven on earth exists. We're in heaven right now. Now, let me tell you why this is a 12 o'clock topic tonight. It's a 12 o'clock topic because last night someone said to me, oh, hell, we're already in it. This is hell. Wrong, fundamentally wrong. All right, and I've tried to explain this on the show before and it got so misunderstood. And it went all the way to the top, to be honest, but to really, I don't give a toss. I'm just going to have to explain this to you again. We are in heaven on earth right now. That is it. That is a fact of the matter. And if we don't realise that, our kids will realise it. And if our kids don't realise it, our kids' kids will realise it. At some point, we're going to realise it. The whole of the human race will cotton on to the fact we are living in heaven on earth right now. It's like we were talking before about this moment, the now, the moment, the present moment. So, what I want to talk about for the 12 o'clock topic, if you're interested in having a discussion with me about it, but I mean you can call in about anything as always, is that fact that we are living in heaven on earth right now, and there's no other possibility other than that. 0114-221-4444. It ties into this profound knowledge business, which is something that we were talking about before, that we raised before, and, well, you know, it's a potentially fascinating subject. Look forward to you calling us up and talking to us about it. Right, okay. Also, we've got this business of profound knowledge. You can share your own profound knowledge with us. 0114-221-4444. You can change the lives of people listening to this show simply by picking up the phone and calling in. And this business of religion being taught in schools. Should it be taught in schools? My answer, no. What's your answer? 0114-221-4444. It's the moment you've been waiting for. Pete the Philosopher in High Green. You're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show.
You're right, Nick.
I'm very well, love. What you got for us?
Yeah. I'm going to talk from my perspective, my view, about animals.
Right, okay.
You know, from my view, right. I see that their consciousness in everyday life is most unique to them. And, like, you know,
I just need to get this clear. For people who've never heard Pete on the radio before, Pete the Philosopher is probably more intelligent than you are. And he's definitely more intelligent than me. So what we do is we take notes as we go along. So what you're saying is animals witness the world differently to...
I'm saying, Nick, that their consciousness to them is so unlike human consciousness.
Right, so I see. So, Pete the Philosopher is about to prove to you how the consciousness of an animal is different to the consciousness of yourself. Okay, Pete, do you want to prove that for us? Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, from my point of view, everything that is... on lands in countryside, it's like, to me, let me develop in what I'm saying, Nick, don't hurry me with this part, you know, but I'm saying that everything that graces land in countryside and that, are there to live and show human beings that we can... Right. You know, we can see and try to understand life in a more...
I see. You're being a bit cheeky here, Pete. You're either alluding to the works of Baudelaire...
No.
No? Right.
No, I'm not. Let me keep on saying.
Yeah, no, I'll shut up.
Let me keep on saying.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Pete.
Let me keep on saying what I'm saying.
Are you alluding to the works of Albert Camus?
No.
No, right.
I'm saying that we can have a teaching from creatures if we
Hang on a minute. Are you alluding to the profound writings of Bertrand Russell when he talks about the informed skeptic?
No. This is the pure stuff I'm speaking from my own soul. Where?
Oh, so this is your own stuff?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to say. So this is the new stuff from Pete the Philosopher. Sorry about this, love. I didn't realise that. This is your thesis.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm saying, if we have the sense to know the splendour and the wonder of all that every little animal is in its fullness, then we'd find a teaching and we would be enlightened further and we would be seeing a time yet where we could blend so universally in harmonisation.
What you're saying is you're sort of hinting back to the caller who rang in before and said life is about survival of the fittest. You're saying no, go further than that. Look into the wonders of nature. Reach inside to the wonders of nature, pull back the flaps, get your hand, delve deep and pull out whatever you can from the wonders of nature, and there you will find the true meaning of beauty.
And also...
Truth is beauty and beauty is truth, and the two are the same forever.
I see, from my point of view, Nick, that any animal, don't matter what anybody says, they might say it's a rat or whatever, and try to... You know, make it seem like a load of rubbish, a horrible thing.
Right.
I see everything as being like a musical instrument to, like, a company that accompanies me.
So basically, what you're saying is.
In my understanding in life.
So what you're saying is kind of the squirrels that you see out and about, they are actually musical instruments being played with the fingers of the dance of life, spunking forth the music of beauty into the eyes, ears, thoughts and dreams of everybody who's in the audience, and that includes you, me and the postman. Pete the Philosopher, you are quite frankly a genius. Thanks for the call. It's an excellent call. I'm sure you'll agree. 0214-221-4444 is the phone number. Let's move now to David in Herdings. David, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Hi, Nick. I'd like to talk about the text message you had.
The email.
I think that's a very, very proud person that actually sent an email.
A very what, sorry?
Very proud person.
Proud person?
Absolutely. I think they should feel proud. I think, first of all, they should feel proud to send it there, and I think they should feel proud of themselves.
Let me just go through this. I'll just recap on it for anyone who's forgotten. Basically, this woman writes in, says she's been married for a year, 4 months pregnant, broke her leg when she fell over when she ran away to see the doctor, right? So basically, her mother-in-law came up to help out, and then her mother-in-law was on the phone saying to... Oh, and her husband works nights, so that's why she's come up to help out. And her mother-in-law on the phone saying that everybody feels sorry for her son because of the imposition that this woman's putting on her. And then she started crying, and then she cried again when her husband came home from work, and it's just ended up an almighty family row.
And she's emailed you, and she's let you know her disposition. I think she should feel really proud about herself. I really do. I just feel that, you know, Christ helps. But the thing is that she's gone to someone like yourself, and...
Well, she's facing up to a problem, isn't she?
Exactly.
In a way.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you advise her to do?
Well, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not somebody that's qualified
listen, from your own life. Take experience from your own life, right? Mistakes you've made, How could you have done things better? Share that information and knowledge with her. You know, improve her life with your words. What do you think she should do?
Well, I think she's already started to. She started to talk to people. She started to actually sit there and say, hey, listen, these are the problems with my life, you know? And I think that's brilliant.
You see, I didn't know how to respond to this, right? I put my cards on the table. I do not have in-laws and all that kind of stuff, but I recognise this story, all right? I can't say why, but I do. And I thought, how do you deal with this? A cry for help is a cry for help.
You know? I mean, it always is. But
this bloke, first of all, she's got the nous
to be able to sort of send you an email
What do I do about it? She's asking for advice. I mean, what does she do about it, you know? This is what I'm saying. You know, just, first of all, right, my one piece of advice, I said this right at the start of the show. She needs to say to her bloke, you need to start standing up for me in more than just the bedroom. Right?
Okay, yeah. But no, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying that at least she has the gumption to get off her and say, hey, listen, I need someone to listen to me.
Well, that's all very well, isn't it? There's no help to her. You know, I want advice for her. You know, when I read this, the first thing I thought is, how do I reply to this? You know, because I try and reply to all emails.
How would you reply to it? How would you reply to it?
Do you know, I'll tell you how I replied to it. I typed in the following words. This is a great email. I'll read it out on the show. Fingers crossed people will come up with great advice for you.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, you're right.
But you're a fat little good David in Herdings, is he? Hasn't got anything to say?
I haven't got an answer. You haven't got an answer. But she's looking for an answer, and neither of us has got one.
I think things need to change for her. Things need to change in her bloke's mind. Because I think the problem is not actually the mother-in-law. I think the problem is the bloke in this story. Because the bloke is the one who needs to step in. He knows his mother better than she does. He needs to step in and say, hang on a minute, right, pack it in with the nonsense and let's sort this out. Right? So that's the first step.
That's not an answer to her.
No, I know why you think I'm reading it out on air. It's because I haven't got any answers. I'm relying on other people to have answers. I don't have all the answers.
Well, I just wish that somebody did that could help this young lady out. Because, I mean, I don't know from Barra's side, and you don't know it, because it's just an email. But the thing is that I wish somebody could.
Mm. David, I want to thank you for your call. David in Herdings, good call. Let's move on. Tarek in Rotherham, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show.
Hiya, Nick, how are you?
I'm all right, love. What are you called us to tell
me? I want to talk about the teaching RE in schools and how I think you're completely wrong about it. But first, I just want to tell you my own little philosophy in life.
Yeah.
It's play the hand you're dealt. If you're good at something and you know you're good at something, use it. The winners in life are the people who know what they're good at. The losers are the ones who try and do stuff that they really, really can't do. And they strive too hard for it. I mean, it's like, take you for example, Nick. You strike me as the kind of person who's good at talking, who's good at listening, who's good at getting their point across. It's perfect for your show, it's perfect for the radio.
Right.
You get what I mean? It's that kind of thing. I'm personally good at organisation, I'm good at getting things done, and I'm going to study a career in management. I wanted to be a chef before that, but I can't cook a cake or boil an egg to save my life. I'm useless at that.
So suss out what you're good at and do it well.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're not good at it, it will upset you. I mean, I'm sure there are people who wanted to be on the radio and you've had to tell them, look, I'm sorry, you're just not cut out for it. But, you know, you can't keep biting yourself up about that. You have to try your best. You have to do what you're good at. And the losers are the ones who try and be something they're not.
Well, yeah, it's not how you fall down, is it? It's how you get back up.
That's it. That's it. And now about the RE. Now, on a teaching terms, it should be taught. So anybody who wants to be a teacher or a doctor or a social worker or a lawyer, because you don't want to insult anybody. But teaching it in schools, now, you've seen it on your show, Nick, it's like when somebody gets confused, they start getting angry. When somebody doesn't understand what you're trying to tell them, they start getting really, really angry, don't they?
Uh-huh.
If you don't teach people about other people, because that's what religion is, it's kind of teaching people about other people, about things that people who are one religion, who, you know, what they would do and how they would act. It's like for a Sikh and their beard. Some people, if you had no idea what that was about, you'd be completely baffled about that. You would stop and stare, and you would make them feel really uncomfortable. But if you knew about that, if you was taught about that, in schools, where it's best to teach people in schools, then there wouldn't be that problem. And I think that's why it needs to be taught. It's to stop people getting confused. And you know what?
Can I just, do you think this is what people have been trying to tell me?
I think so. I'm good at getting my point across as well, Nick. That's one of my strengths.
Right, okay, now this is a different point of view. Let me think this through. So what you're saying is that people need to be taught about religion, but not taught religion.
Yes. I don't think people need to be taught, about, there's the washing of the body before a Muslim prays. Now, that's called the wudu. I think they need to be told that there is a washing before that. But there was, I think there was a whole lesson that I did back in school where, you know, we went through the whole motion of it. I don't think that needs to be taught. I think people need to be aware of these issues.
I don't know that you're right. I'm just chewing it. I really don't know that you're right. You know,
Do you know that girl Sarah that called and said there's a problem with the media?
Yeah.
Now, for example, I didn't know the first thing about tornadoes the other week, and then there was that Equinox special that was just on. And everything that Equinox special told me is what I know about tornadoes. So if there was a subject that came on any form of media that I had no opinion about or had no idea about, what I would hear there on the radio, on the TV, would be what I know about it. And that's how it can influence people. People who don't know get influenced.
Well, hang on a minute. Yeah, no, that's the difference, isn't it? Because I presume you're a questioning person, right?
Yeah, I try.
So this is the thing. This is what this show's about, right? This show, and the whole thing with this, why I flip out about this idea of, oh, the media does this to me, and,
yeah,
you know, is that, yeah, if you watch a programme on tornadoes, and you decide you now know everything there is to know about tornadoes, because of that programme, then you're beyond help anyway. You're a moron, you know?
What I mean, man, is all I know about tornadoes is what that show has told me.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying? If you accept that face value and say, right, that is it, that is gospel, then you're a moron. You're beyond my help. You're beyond anyone's help. This is the thing that gets me, because you get these people who go, oh, the media does this, the media does that. Yeah, the media does this and that to the minds of morons. Right,
yeah.
But you can't go through life worrying about what morons think. You know, if you did that, you'd turn yourself round the bend, and more importantly, you're giving the morons power.
It depends how many morons think it, with enough morons thinking one thing.
Who gives a toss what the morons think? If you're right, it doesn't matter.
We live in a democracy. No, it's enough morons vote one thing. No, it does matter.
Listen to common sense here, right? If 1,000 morons think that you're an idiot, what do you want to do? Do you want to change the mind of 1,000 morons or die when they attack you all in the street? Which do you want to do? Do you want to behave like the morons or do you want to stick true to what you believe in?
Only 1,000 morons.
Doesn't matter two sods what morons think. I've looked people in the eye talking about this radio show and they've said, sorry, Nick, it'll never work. Let me tell you something, they're morons. You ignore them and you carry on. Because if you do what the morons say, you end up being controlled by morons. This is what I'm saying. You shouldn't worry about people like that. It's irrelevant.
Nick, how many people live in Britain? It's about 60 million, isn't it? Yeah?
Right.
1,000 morons is nothing. What happens when it's 35 million morons that say something?
Oh, imagine it's 69,000,999 and there's only one person, and it's you. And you know that 2 + 2 = 4, and all the morons think 2 + 2 = 5. Who cares? You're right, they're wrong.
What if you... No, isn't it, you're telling me, right, that you have a different opinion than to what I have, don't you? On this subject.
Say that again.
You have a different opinion on this subject to what I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right, is what you've just told me.
Yeah.
Is that if these 300,000 million people say one thing, but I say different, and I know I'm right, then there's nothing they can say. The whole point of your show is that we're meant to try and persuade people otherwise. You can't tell me that when such a huge number of morons say something, it doesn't have power. It doesn't have what?
It doesn't have power in my world. It shouldn't have power in yours. Listen, let me tell you
something. We live in the same world, mate. We live in the same world. We've got the illusions of a different world. We live in the same world.
Listen to yourself, man. Right, here's why I do this show. Right, because I believe anybody who searches out this show, anybody, no matter how stupid they are by anyone else's standards, anyone who finds this show is not a moron. All right, and I may even tell them they are, but I know in my heart of hearts that they're not. All right, that's why I have these conversations. I believe you're not a moron. You believe I'm not a moron. We're having these conversations because we know we're open to. We've got critical facilities. Everybody, every single human being who's found this show is not a moron. Has got something to say. All right, and we're waking each other up every single night. Now, the point that I'm trying to make to you is there's other people who don't listen to this show. They go, oh, they're too controversial. Oh, is this? Oh,
this show only broadcasts to South Yorkshire. South Yorkshire is not the world.
Listen, I don't care. I'm not interested in that. I'm only interested in my back garden. I've explained that before. Right, so you've got a load of other people who live next door to us, right, who are living in this country, who are living in South Yorkshire, rather, right, who are morons, and I don't give a toss about them. I'm not interested in them. I don't care. They can do whatever they like with their life. All right,
they would probably be the people who work out how much tax you pay. They would probably be the people who work out what we're
to vote.
We're a democracy. We have to vote.
Don't care.
Stop the morons from getting in power.
Listen, no, you don't vote because there's no point because you get involved in a debate with morons.
No, I have to disagree with you there. You have to vote, otherwise morons get in power.
So what? Hang on a minute. Are you under the impression that politicians aren't morons?
I'm under the impression that there are morons in the world that would like to get in power.
Listen, let me tell you something. What is the one thing that politicians need to do? They need to bow to the will of morons, as you've just said. They need to be elected by morons. They have to come out with moronic policies. If you and me were to sit down with Tony Blair in a room and we had a sensible conversation with the guy, you and I both know we could convince him that it's the right thing to do to legalise all known drugs, right? Everybody listening to this show knows that's the right thing to do. Everyone with a brain knows it's the right thing to do. Legalise all known recreational drugs. And he would come round to our way of thinking, I believe. In my opinion, that's what would happen, right? But he could never do it. Because there's 101 morons, 1,000,000,000,000,000 morons who think it's a crap idea. This is the problem. And this is why you can't get involved in it all.
You have to get involved. You have to put your two pence in.
Well, this is the let me just put the handbrake on here then.
Go on.
Because that actually is where my thinking has changed. Because I've had a major change of heart. And you'll find out more about this, but I've had a major, major change of heart. And it's after more than a few people put across this point of view. All right?
Yeah. Nick, I'm sorry, but I have to get back to work, man.
Right, on you go. Tarek, on you go. But it's the point, perhaps, of you and I and everyone else listening to the show to convince morons to change their ways, grow a brain, and get involved. And it's where I've had a major change of heart. Off you go, Tarek. All the best. Great call. Oh, it's all happening tonight, isn't it? Listen, 0414-221-4444 is the phone number. A hell of a lot of things going off tonight. Very, very important stuff. If you've got something similar to tell us, pick up the phone, pick up the courage, pushing the buttons. I'll touch you in a minute.
I most sincerely disagree with the point that you make.
Call now on 0414-221-4444.
On Hallam FM. The journey of a lifetime will become... terrifying. Wolf Creek, this year's horror phenomenon. It will scare you to death. You will feel the fear.
He's angry.
Wolf Creek, how can you be found when no one knows you're missing? In cinemas nationwide from Friday, September 16th. Certificate 18.
Other people's smoke increases your chances of getting lung cancer by 24%. It restricts the flow of oxygen around the heart and increases your chances of getting heart disease by 25%. Frightening, eh? But relax. Take a nice deep breath. Or maybe not.
Secondhand smoke is a killer. For information on secondhand smoke and advice on giving up, call 0800 169 0169 or visit givingupsmoking.co.uk.
Phyllis Moore. 42 massive hits from the clubs. Huge exclusives and all your favourite tracks. Including Big Ange, Ultra Beats and Dancing DJs.
I don't think you've got any qualifications at all, because if you did, you'd have a proper job.
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
On Hallam FM. Right, OK, you call the show and we talk to South Yorkshire and the North Midlands, and that's how it works. If you've never heard it before, welcome along. Thanks for tuning in. this email here, can I just read it out again? Not in its entirety, because it's quite long, but I just want to get across the point. There's a woman here who needs help. Fallen out with a mother-in-law. If you've been through a similar situation, and there's bound to be at least one person who's almost got the courage to call in on this one. If you've been through a similar situation, 0114-221-4444 is the number. We need advice for this woman. And I feel bad that she hasn't been given any advice. So, 0114-221-4444. If not, at the end of the show, I'll try and write an email and I'll put in what I can to help her out. But basically, you know, well, I've gone through it a few times, but this woman broke her leg, mother-in-law was there, came up to help out, mother-in-law ends up having a go at her, they have an argument, she goes off, and now her husband blames her for the argument, for turning on the waterworks. 0114-221-4444. That's the phone number. Just one person with some good solid advice. You can use a false name if you like, if you don't want to set up any other family arguments on the go or anything like that. If it's sensitive what you've got to say, we'll give you priority and we'll get you on the airwaves as soon as we can. Right, now, 10 Commandments stuck up on the wall at the back of this teacher's class, who I don't want to name, lives in South Yorkshire. Here's the situation. I do not believe religion should be taught to kids in school. We've just had a call from someone saying religion should be taught about, the intricacies of religion should be taught about, which is maybe a different argument. And it was a very good point, a very valid point from Tarek there. What do you think? 0114-221-4444. It's an interesting subject. There's a hell of a lot to be said about it. And then, profound knowledge. Now, this has kicked off a huge discussion on the show. And, you know, it's put the show, I think, up there again. We're up there in the stars at the moment. We're doing some big business tonight as we talk about profound knowledge. 0114-221-4444 is the number. Don't forget, this is your platform. You can call me, talk to me about anything in the world. On the biggest radio station in South Yorkshire, the North Midlands, to the most people, full stop. 0114-221-4444. That's the phone number. And the good news is there's one phone line free. So if you click on the draw, you'll get through straight away. Talk to you in a minute. Right, Stuart on the motorway. You're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show, Pet. What you got for us?
All right, mate. I'm not on the motorway anymore. I've got home now, so...
Okay.
First thing. Early 90s, there was a film called Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater, and I don't know if you can remember seeing it or ever seen it before. It's about this lad who sets up this, like, pirate radio station, speaking to everyone that tunes in, like your radio station, really, influencing to a certain degree... and getting the truth across, and when idiots like the government say, for example, teachers or stuff like that, trying to boycott it and that, and I just see your radio station as something a bit like that. So I'd recommend, if you could, to try and get hold of that film and watch it.
Pump Up the Volume.
Pump Up the Volume, it's called, by, it's got Christian Slater in.
Is it a true
when
story?
He was really wrong. It's not a true story, but it is a very good storyline. It's more for, it's more like a teenage age group area, but I was a teenager at the time when I watched it, and it's an absolute brilliant film.
What happens to the guy?
They actually catch him in the end. Cause
they catch him in the end? What do you mean?
Yeah, the radio writes, it's, with it being a pirate radio, they try and block his signal, and the phone line what he has to the radio station, he hooks it up to this old couple's house down the road, and he uses a cordless phone. So they're paying for his bill and everything.
So what is he doing? I don't know. What is he doing a phone-in show or something?
It's a phone-in show. He plays a little bit of music, but the phone-in show is about truth and problems that kids have with the parents, actually being held back at school, having to do things what they don't have to do, and not being themselves.
This is a bit off topic, Stuart, but I'm interested. Why do you think it is that people hate shows like this and want to get them off the air?
I don't know. I love your show.
I've never understood it, you know?
Yeah, I've got to admit, you're more than likely going to hate me for this, but I've been at work tonight and I didn't tune in until about 10 minutes before I rang up, but I couldn't physically listen to you because I was at work. So I maybe let off.
I don't understand.
Like you said, people hate your show. I don't know why. I think it's...
as bad as them. What was the deal? Why didn't you tune in bang on time, 11 o'clock?
Because I was at work.
Well, what were you doing that was so important?
Running a Burger King restaurant.
Well, can't you listen in the Burger King?
No, we've got no radio station. All we've got is...
You want to get yourself a portable one in
there? I would love to, mate. But we cannot get a signal in there because there's that much electricity stuff with the extraction and all stuff like that. We physically cannot get a radio signal.
Tape it then.
I don't have a tape deck. I use CDs.
Oh. Well, I don't know what to do about this. I mean, I was enjoying your call right up until you dropped this bombshell.
Nick, you know that I've listened to you.
But I mean, how I can keep you on the airwaves. You know the rules.
I know the rules. But at least I was honest. You can't say that I wasn't honest. So, because I could have said, I've listened to you from 11 o'clock, like a lot of people more than likely would say. I lie to you.
Yeah.
But there's no need in lying. So I'm
being
truthful.
Instead you've soured the atmosphere.
I can't do anything when I'm at work.
You should be ruddy ashamed of yourself. Listen.
I'm disgusting, mate.
You disgust me. Right, listen, the deal is what you need to do is from now on you need to promise me that no matter where you are, rain or shine, no matter what's happening, you've got the Nikolai on the radio. You're going to have to put in extra time for this.
If you do decide to cut me off, please try and find that film before you do.
What's it called?
Pump Up the Volume.
Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah, the way you speak is sometimes a little bit of the way that he comes across and gets the message across, which is a good way, not in a bad.
Pump Up the Volume. No, I've never
Pump
heard of
Pump Up the Volume.
I've never heard of it.
It's an early Christian Slater film.
Christian Slater?
After he did Heathers, if you've ever watched that. It's around that time. Like I said, early 90s. Because I did an essay at school, which was meant to be a book review, but I did it on the film.
Christian Slater?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll look for it. Listen, we can't have you on the air as you're tuning in late. Stuart on the motorway, thanks for calling the show. 0114-221-4444, that is the phone number. You want to be on the airwaves, then you can. Who else should we move on to? A couple of people have dropped out. They've dropped out of the queue. Listen, there's extra space available on the phones. 0114-221-4444. There's a couple of people have dropped out. Let me tell you why. I bet they were late. We can't put up with that. This very valuable show is on every single night, 11 through till 1. Right? We are not able to allow people to miss out. You tune in, bang on 11, you listen all the way through till 1. You see that? I'm looking at the queue in front of me. Two people have dropped out of the queue. Oh, well, it's good news. It's good news for you if you're trying to get on the airwaves. 0114-221-4444. You pick up the phone, you pick up the courage, you push in the buttons, and me and thee discuss life, the universe, and everything. And the beauty of it being last thing at night is you don't have to wait very long. You just pick up, you call in, and on you go. Right, Elizabeth, in Firth Park, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, love. What you got for us?
I'll just call in to talk about the lady that has a problem with her in-laws.
Say that again.
I'm just ringing up to talk about the lady that has a problem with her in-laws.
Problems with in-laws?
Yeah.
So you've got some help for this woman?
I think I do.
At last. Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, let's hear it, love.
Okay, you said that she had a row with her in-laws and her husband is blaming her for... blaming his wife for the dismissal of his mother. Well, I think she should just go and since she can't have any... since she don't have any family friend to help her in this situation, I think she should go to a doctor and maybe she can get a self-helper to give her a helping hand during the daytime.
No, you're wrong. I think you're wrong, love. Listen, what I think she needs to do is have a good, solid talking to her husband.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but...
Well, I mean, look, who's the problem here, right? Is it her? No. I don't think many people would think that. Unless she's one of these women who cries all the bloody time. Right?
Well, I think it's between the husband and his mother.
Yeah, she sounds reasonable enough to me, but she's been caught in the crossfire between, as far as I can see, her husband's mum and her husband. Yeah, so they've got issues they need to sort out. And they, you know, she's like a ping pong ball here. Listen, let me tell you, right? Yeah. Right? She goes, he came home, I began to cry. Right? She was very disturbed. If the situation were reversed, I said I would do the same thing. Then I began to cry. Now, she's pregnant. She's bound to be doing things like that all the time. This mother will know that. She obviously doesn't approve of the choice that her son has made.
No, that she wouldn't, because maybe she doesn't like what she sees in her daughter-in-law, but at the same time, has she ever talked to her in-law to say, look, this is what I am, this is who I am, I love my husband, I will stick by him, but at the same time, the husband is not sticking by her, no matter what.
Yeah, but you're skating around the fact that this woman's pregnant. She can't be dealing with all this nonsense. You know, I she says her husband is a listener to the show, right? Well, yes. That's why I'm banging on the fact that he's the one who needs to take responsibility for this problem. It's his bloody mother.
Yeah, it's his mom, and he needs to talk to his mom. And his mom should know the limits of where she can go and not to keep putting that nail into her daughter-in-law, because she's pregnant and her blood pressure can go whether up or down.
Exactly. Think of the harm this could be doing to the baby.
So I think the mother-in-law should just lay off the woman alone and leave her until when she can sort herself out. But at the same time, for physical help, she can also ask the doctor for a helping hand.
But even so, like, this is where I'm... Oh, right, is that possible? So you can ask the NHS for medical help, can you, for a helping hand?
I'm not sure if it's fully helping hand, but you can ask them for advice and how to go about it in a situation like this.
Right, I see, right. I didn't realise that. I didn't know. Now, that is a piece of information I didn't know. That's good stuff, right?
The thing about it, doctors help patients or people who are in distress. And not only doctors, but friends and family as well. But it's the fact that if anybody will spare a moment to help this woman, if her husband will spare a moment to help her, we'll be there to back her no matter what.
Right.
You know?
Well, I've just got to say, right, there's three characters in this, isn't there? Actually, there's four characters. There's the unborn baby.
Yeah.
Right? Then there's the woman who's pregnant. Then there's the bloke. Then there's the husband. And I think the one who's at fault more than anyone else is the husband.
Yes, and also the mum.
No.
Yes, Nick.
No, she's just being a silly old woman.
Yeah, but she shouldn't be having these remarks about her in-law.
She's just being a silly old woman. She's probably a busybody. She's come up to busy and stuff like that, hasn't she? That's obvious. She's probably even come up just to have a go at her daughter-in-law.
Could be. A free ticket to put...
You know, but she's a silly old woman. She's beyond our help, right?
Well,
this bloke, he's the one who needs to sort this out. He
like
needs to take
said,
responsibility
yeah.
for his yeah. relatives.
Yeah, that's true.
He needs to take responsibility for his wife.
Yeah, that's true.
He needs to take responsibility for the whole situation, for his unborn child.
Yeah. And by right, he didn't marry his mom, he married his wife.
He's not a proper man. He He needs to get hold of the whole situation and sort it out. Because he is the problem and nobody else.
Okay.
Elizabeth, I want to thank you for helping me out with that one. Elizabeth in Firth Park, great call from her. Calling in about this email. Have you had problems with your in-laws? How did you sort them out? A big confrontation? Was it a gradual process? Was it something that I haven't even thought of? I imagine it was, because I'm prepared to accept the fact that I'm clearly not the expert on this. 0414-221-4444. That's the phone number. Last thing at night. Perfect time to call in. A lot of people try and get the last word, actually. Let's have a look. Yeah, we've got a couple of callers to get through, then after that, blank switchboard. 0414-221-4444. I look forward to making your acquaintance. You are in a great position. You've listened to the whole show. You know exactly what's going on. You've gathered all the information, and you can now pick up the phone, call in, summarise the whole thing, win caller of the night, and be the hero of the hour. 0414-221-4444. You may have a take on this email that we've got here that I've been reading out. Or, even better, well, it's a matter of opinion, but or, you may have profound knowledge for us. 0414-221-4444. Let me explain this to you. This is a thought, a concept, something easily explainable that will change the way people listening to this show see the world. 0414-221-4444. Pick up the phone, pick up the courage, push in the buttons, get yourself live to South Yorkshire and the North Midlands. We'll call you back, we'll get you on air, and potentially give you the last word. Talk to you in a minute.
Nick at Night on Hallam FM.
I'm sorry, Nick. I've been listening to your show, and I don't agree with anything you've said.
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
I like the way you move.
North Phillips 4. 42 massive hits from the club. Superfly and Steve Mac. Tons of exclusives. The only album you need. Floor Fillers 4. Out now.
It's going to be an awesome autumn at Allied Carpets. As the leaves fall, so do our prices. With up to 50% off selected carpets, that's up to half price. So prepare for winter with snug, warm, natural textured carpets. This autumn at Allied Carpets. With up to 50% off, you and your home will have a warm autumn glow.
Allied, we've got every room covered. Call 08000-932-932 for your nearest store.
Nice.
Yeah, I can see your point. I can certainly see your point.
Call now on 0114-221-4444.
On Hallam FM.
That's right, that's the phone number, 0114-221-4444. I look forward to talking to you. And South Yorkshire and the North Midlands looks forward to listening to you. Why do you think everyone's listening? Not listening for me. Clapped out old has-been, Nicholas on the radio, failed music jock. They're listening for the callers, of course they are. It's the gold dust. 0114-221-4444 is the number. What do you got for us? Spew your mind out. Speak your brains. Mark in Dinnington, what you got for us? You're on Hallam FM.
I've got my final part of profound knowledge, Nick, because unfortunately I'm heading back to university.
Right, your final chunk of profound knowledge.
Yep.
You're a student, are you?
I am.
Right, you're off to where are you at university?
Oh, way down in Stafford.
In Stafford, right? I see.
Small town, lots of small houses.
What do you study?
Computing. Unfortunately, that means there's no ladies there.
Computing. Hmm.
All right then. On to profound knowledge. I want to set the universe.
Mark, I'm disappointed. I wanted to be able to give you grief for studying an easy subject, but I'm afraid South Yorkshire and the North Midlands would laugh me out of town if I tried to argue that computing is anything other than a very hard subject.
There's very little point in studying something if you can do it. It's easy, because you don't learn anything.
What you got for us, Mark? Where's your profound knowledge? Spit it out.
Right then. This show and the world at large. Now, I think that people need to realise that in the grand scheme of things, You're just a speck of dust. I'm a speck of dust. You're a speck of dust. The whole reality is so large, nothing we ever do will change everything. And no person can know everything, and by the same note, even the brightest people really know nothing at all. We live, we die, and matter and energy travels distances across the universe. We explode in supernovas. We've reformed, star systems come and go. And our physical form stays for all eternity. So if we can't have an effect on the whole, what's the point? Well, my point is that as minuscule as we are, humanity is limited in its understanding. So whatever we do will have an effect on your life, because humanity is not the whole, and we live in a bubble. The size of the bubble is simply derived from what we make it, even if it's just you or yourself. And the only way to make it bigger is shows like this and talking to each other, which make that bubble grow a little bit bigger. And in, at the end of the day, in the universe, it's so small, infinite zero plus infinite zero still equals nothing.
Mark, I tell you what, I'm going to give you permission. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I'm going to try and give you permission here and now to get that, what you've just said, put it on the internet and get people to listen to what you're saying. Because, I mean, the best way of me explaining this, right, to people who are listening to the show is I've got a crap memory, okay? I remember hardly anything. Secondly, we get so many callers to this show. It's hard for me to, like, you know, some phone-in shows, they have their regulars and they know what's going on. And it's hard for me to remember all the calls that we get. I recognise Mark in Dinnington as a regular caller. We've never christened you anything. But what you're saying there makes so much sense to me, you know? It's one of the things that I sussed it out when I was a kid. This idea that the only true knowledge lies in knowing that you know nothing.
Exactly.
And once I unlocked what that meant, that was it, you know? I was away, I was off towards being whatever it is that I'm today and whatever I will be in the future. Yeah, every single thing that I've succeeded in and failed in comes back to that fundamental belief that I can only ever know that I know nothing.
I think it's an important lesson in life, because when you're feeling down, when you're doing really crap, you just think, well then, I think about this, and, you know, me feeling crap really isn't all that significant. And when you're feeling really happy, you think, that's brilliant. But you've got to have humility in it, because really it's nothing.
Mark, what a great call. Thanks for calling the show. Mark in Dinnington, brilliant call. I'm disappointed I couldn't have a go at him for being a student.
I know.
Students annoy me. Pam in Intake. Although not that particular student. You know, I'm aware I'm generalising there. Pam in Intake, you're on Hallam FM. What you got for us, love?
Yeah, well, a while ago, now my mother-in-law's dead. But the girl was pregnant. My mother-in-law, she detests me. She didn't like me at all. She did everything to part me and my husband, but my husband stood his ground, and he was more for me than he was for his mother.
You know what, love? Can I just, before we go any deeper into this?
Yes, Nick.
Right, and I know, you know, it's not well to speak the dead, but I'm sure, you know, we need to get through some of this. I think now, before we do this, I'm just going to say I don't know you, obviously, but I had a feeling there was someone out there that had the courage to talk about this and give this woman some advice. I'm so glad, and she'll be so glad, you picked up the phone and you've called in and you've done this, because you've got some good advice to give here. I can already sense it, love.
She needs to move out of the home. You know, is she living with her mother-in-law, Nick?
I don't think so. I think what's happened is her mother-in-law's come up on the train and come to help out, and then I get the impression that his family seem to live down south.
Yeah.
Right, and so she's come up, mother-in-law, and said, right, I'll help you out, I'll do this, I'll do that.
That's,
and then she's
it,
just
yeah.
started moaning.
Yeah, she's put her nose in when it's not wanted, you see. He needs to tell his mother to back off.
Oh, hang on a minute, listen, Steve's in the studio. Do you know what, Pam, you're making so much sense. Just, Steve, what was the first thing you said when we read this email to each other?
Remind me.
You started you swore, actually.
Oh, yes, I did, actually. I was really angry. I remember
Steve
that.
Was getting very angry, and he was... I said, Steve, you can't say that on air, but pretty much what you just said, love, right? What you just said with a few extra expletives, that's pretty much what Steve was saying before, yes. And you just deserve a round of applause. You know, I think the problem is this guy, isn't it?
She needs telling.
His mother needs to back off. He needs to say to his mother... Mother, will you please back off and leave my wife alone? We're going to do it our way. We don't need you to butt your nose in. You need to back off.
That's the clean version of what I said.
That is the clean version. That deserves another round of applause. Do you know what, Pam? Yeah. I love you to bits for this call. I hope that they're all listening. Ooh, you know, right. The mother-in-law won't be because she lives down south. But I
know but she needs to back off.
Oh,
she does, because the more pressure she's putting on that girl, it's not doing the baby any good at all.
Oh, that's another... Oh. I'm sorry about this, love. We really clap big time tonight. Well, not like that.
Nick, she'll end... The girl will end up in hospital if she's not careful. She needs that mother-in-law to leave her alone.
Yeah.
The both of them need to be left on their own to get on with their own... thing.
Oh, Pam, listen, I want to thank you for those words. Brilliant call.
Excellent.
Pam and intake. Let's take Gary and Barnsley onto the airwaves. Gary, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show.
Well, that lady just said what I'm about to say.
Well, you say it again. Let's hear your take on this.
Well, I strongly feel that if the mother, her husband, stood up for the man and told mother what he should... But that his mother shouldn't be boss of this house. I am, he should say.
Oh, the mother should not be boss of the house. I am. I'm the man of the house.
Exactly. And that's what he wants to check his son up. I'm a disgrace to think he's a man.
Oh, you know, Gary, I'm so glad you made this... Have you had a similar situation yourself?
No. I feel the vibes of what's going off for you.
Mm.
I really do. And if the man don't wake up soon, she's going to be in fear of losing that baby. If you can't do it for your wife, at least do it for that son or baby what's in that woman. Think about that.
Yeah, you see, do you know what, Gary? I'll tell you what. You're also raising a point that I was thinking before. What happens if something goes wrong with this baby? How is that?
Vibes are on that. Just think about how much important is the baby and your wife to you. You could even lose them both, and then what you got?
Absolutely. And this is what I'm trying to get across to someone else before. I said, look, here's the situation, okay? Let's face the facts with this, right? If you don't step up and be a man, then the consequences of it could be disastrous. You see?
Please.
And this is the thing, you've got to take your responsibilities. Is that right, love?
I'm absolutely ridiculous that he's allowed his mother to... He's had the audacity to blame wife over mother. If you want his mother, why don't you marry your mother? You know what I mean?
That's good. Harry, you're making so much sense. Listen, you've been...
You go and get somebody that really loves you.
This is it, yeah. Why don't you go and marry your bloody mother if you're going to do what she says all the time?
Please. Well, you're married to man, your wife and your mother.
Absolutely. This is the other thing. This is what I want to underline for people. These people are married. They're not little kiddie winks, they are married!
You know, they never grow up, do they, some people?
No, that's the thing, and you see, I think this lad really, well, I'm saying lad, I should be saying man, but he wants to behave like a lad for the rest of his life.
Boy.
He's trusted his mother-in-law too.
Well,
he could do with growing up a bit, you know.
Well, yeah, but I think he's getting...
The grandbaby.
There's got to be a certain point, I think, in life where you take responsibility for your parents, you see. Yeah. Now, they've done that all your life. They've took responsibility for you. You return the favour.
You've got it.
Gary, you're the main man, me and you. Our opinions broadcasting across South Yorkshire and the North Midlands in perfect harmony. You're the main man, what a great call. You know what, Steve, I was worried. Mm. I thought we weren't going to get anyone backing up my point of view on that email. And I was really worried. I'm glad those people just made those calls right at the end. And as a consequence, I apologise if you were waiting for a bit. We had to give them priority over the other calls that are flickering around the switchboard, just simply because there was, you know, we had to address that one.
Yes.
So, listen, thanks for calling the show. if you called in tonight. If you didn't call in tonight, there's always tomorrow. And is it just me, Steve? Or has the standard of calls just gone through the roof?
Through the roof. Definitely.
Over the past, what about the past 3-4 weeks?
Yes.
It's just seemed to have gone through the roof. It's like I feel almost like I'm presenting a different show.
It's getting bigger.
Well, it is, and this is what I was sort of almost sort of said by accident to, who was it? Tarek. I almost told him about that, but we're not going to talk about that.
No. Three things.
Yeah.
Call of the night, start off with, is Pam from Intake, who's just been on.
Yeah.
Who made the point.
And who got the big round of applause. Oh, yes. I almost said the clap then. Got a big round of applause off us. Well, she laid it on the line, didn't she? And she started the ball rolling with that, and she was absolutely right to do so.
And Mark from Dinnington, we need to think of a name.
Well, that's he said it was his last call. He's chuffing off to university.
Ruined.
Yeah, so, well, you know, we won't need to think of a name for him at all.
I was thinking Magnificent Mark.
Does that mean we're going to have loads of students ringing in?
God.
So, you see, the thing is, if you're listening to the show now, this is the bit where it's great for a bit, and then it goes downhill when the students come along.
Well, they're back now, aren't they?
I don't know, mate.
I think they are, yeah.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And, can I say, hello to the two policemen that pulled me over on the motorway on the way home last night.
Two policemen pulled you over on the motorway?
Yes.
What? Why? What were we doing wrong?
Routine checks, apparently.
At 2 o'clock
in the morning, what's routine about that?
Well, it's odd to see people drive. It's less odd to see people driving around at the moment, isn't it? Because, I mean, we haven't mentioned it too much, the petrol thing, because a mate of mine said to me, look, last night you were scaremongering. I don't think I was. I think it was the calls, to be honest, because people were calling Ian scaremongering. I tried not to. Well, yeah, this is the thing. My advice would be listen to Hallam FM News tomorrow. We'll bring you all the news on it.
Yeah.
As up to date as we can. But, yeah, petrol stations have run out. That's a fact.
They've run out of Doncaster.
The one down the road's run out of some petrol or other. I don't know which one it is. All I would say is if you're one of the people who's thinking, oh, I ain't got any petrol, then you really should have listened to your old mate Nikolai.
You said that before.
I warned a week ago, didn't I? And it's annoying me that I warned a week ago. And you got all these moaning minis, and I'm sort of wanting to go, ha ha, listen to the show. You know, I'm you know, sometimes right about things. Right, let's have the news. James Pycos up next.
Live from South Yorkshire's News Centre, the home of Big John at Breakfast.
On air.
Online. And on TV.